Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Never last, and when it's past, I'll be around when she's gone.
When she's gone,
goodbye again. And if you find a love like mine, now and then drop a line to say you're feeling fine, and when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see you're meant for me. If you find a love like mine,
just now and then,
drop a line to say you're feeling fine, and when things go wrong, perhaps you'll see meant for me.
Doris Day with the Axel Stordal Orchestra opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. A lovely song written by Alec Wilder called I'll Be Around. And Doris recorded that in 1951. Well, Doris is the first of several voices you will hear this morning from the years from, well, the 1940s through to the early 60s. More recordings, more original recordings from days gone by. And today, we're featuring some lovely voices. Some will be familiar. Well, I think most of them will be familiar to listeners of I've Heard That Song Before. And we have a mixture of men and women. And we also have some very fine musicians joining us this morning. In our next set, we're going to hear from two guys and a gal. Lena Horne joins us from 1946 with the beautiful Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein number, I believe from Showboat, called Can't Help Loving That Man. And she recorded it, as I said, in 1946. Following Lena, we will hear the wonderful voice of Sammy Davis Jr. in his 1956 recording of the song These Foolish Things, one of the jazz standards that was much recorded. It was written by Harry Link, Jack Strachey, and Holt Marvel. And I think you'll agree it shows both the powerful and the tender side of that wonderful voice. And we're going to start out with a voice that belongs to someone, as I say, well known to listeners of the show, but usually for his trumpet playing. But Jonah Jones also had a lovely jazz delivery in terms of vocal performance, and that's what we'll hear this morning. The song is called A Kiss to Build a Dream On. It was written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby. I think it was made famous by Louis Armstrong. Jonah's going to bring it to us this morning, and there's lots of vocal and there's also some trumpet in as well. And he recorded that with his quartet in 1958. So here's Jonah and A Kiss to Build a Dream On.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss, booby. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Yes, mama, give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Yes, baby, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Ooh, babes, give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Crazy, maybe I know.
loving that man of mine. When he goes away, that's a rainy day. But when he comes back, that day is fine. The sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart such a dancer, the telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. The smile of Dandridge and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes,
the songs that Sinatra sings, these foolish things remind me of you.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We are on your dial at CHUO 89.1 FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning we're listening to some lovely voices, and we've just heard three of them. Sammy Davis Jr. brought us These Foolish Things from 1956. And I suspect that Sammy added in some ad-lib lyrics to that one. What a lovely job he did of that song. What a beautiful voice. Before that, of course, another beautiful voice from Lena Horne, who really covered the spectrum in terms of musical styles. And she had quite a career on the films as well. And we heard a song from that career, Can't Help Loving That Man, from 1946, written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. And we started out with Jonah Jones, one of the great trumpeters of the 20th century. And he also had a fine singing voice. And that's what we heard this morning. More of the voice than the trumpet, but both are very fine. And Jonah brought us his 1958 recording of a song that I'm particularly fond of, A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Well, we'll move on to our next group of singers, and we have two ladies and a gentleman for you. I'm going to go now to 1957, to one of the nicest jazz singers around in the time, and that is Anita O'Day. Yes, she started out in the early 40s, I believe, and singing with the Gene Krupa Orchestra, where she frequently duetted with Roy Eldridge on trumpet and also occasionally on vocal. In the 1950s, Anita was well into her solo career and made many recordings for the Verve and Clef labels, and we'll hear one of those. It's called Old Devil Moon, and it's written by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg. Anita was frequently accompanied by a very fine group on these recordings, led by Oscar Peterson, and that's what we'll hear this morning, Anita and the Oscar Peterson Quartet. They will go forward 3 years to 1960 to another singer who had started out in the 1940s, and he's well into his solo career as well, and a delightful voice, very rich and very strong, Vic Damone. He too had a fine movie career in his early days. He's going to bring us a number called When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. And that was written by Sammy Fain, Irving Cahal, and Peter Norman. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1946 with the very fine voice of Jo Stafford. And she again started out with one of the big bands, the Tommy Dorsey Band, and she sang for that band in the vocal group Pied Piper frequently, by the way, joining in with Frank Sinatra on some of those recordings in the early 40s. In 1946, I think by that time she'd married Paul Weston, the conductor, arranger, and songwriter. And he's accompanying her, as he often did, on this particular recording. And the song is an Irving Berlin song called You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. And we will start with Anita O'Day and the Oscar Peterson Quartet, Old Devil Moon.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide. on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, oh devil moon deep in your eyes binds me with love. In your eyes I see, soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their lights, can't hold a candle to your rose. Well, so you got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
I know a thing or two, and I'm telling you, I've got a wonderful gal. She's got the cutest smile, a million-dollar style. She's such a wonderful pal. She makes me oh so happy, for I love her so. When she is by my side, I'm so filled with pride. I want the whole world to know. When my sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I say kiss. When my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go to eat, to eat, to eat. Sugar walks down the street, all the little birdies go to eat, to eat, to eat. And in the evening when the sun goes down, it's never dark when she's around. She's so affectionate, and I'll say this, that when she kisses me, I stay kissed. Oh, when my sugar walks down the street, the little birdies go, the little birdies go, the little birdies go to eat, to eat, to eat.
like a song, a song that keeps saying, remember. The sweet used to be that was once you.
Just heard from Joe Stafford, one of the most perfect voices around at the time, from 1946, with her husband Paul Weston, and You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. Vic Damone joined us from 1960 with the number When My Sugar Walks Down the Street. And we started out with the lovely Anita O'Day, along with the Oscar Peterson Quartet and Old Devil Moon, which they recorded together in 1957. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're listening this morning to some delightful voices. Well, we're going to move now to two more lovely voices in a duet from 1947. And it's going to be a Cole Porter number, You're the Top. One of many, many people have recorded this, because it appeared in Cole Porter musical. And we're going to hear the version recorded in that year by Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore. Now, they frequently recorded together, and I think you'll agree, they go together very nicely as well, of course, as very nicely too, each on their own. But we will hear them this morning together. And it's a delightful combination. And we will stay in 1947 for our next number, which will come to us from Helen Forrest. One of the nicest voices around, very warm and just a wonderful ability to interpret lyrics. Helen's going to bring us a number written by Frank Lesser called I Wish I Didn't Love You So. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1958. Eddie Fisher, from an album he made of Broadway tunes called As Long As There's Music. The tune he'll bring us this morning was from the musical Call Me Madam, written by Irving Berlin, and it is The Best Thing for You. And Eddie is joined by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. And we'll start with Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore with Cole Porter's You're the Top.
Thank you. that words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed.
I hate parading my serenading, as I'll probably miss the bar.
But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are.
You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum.
You're the melody from a symphony by Strauss.
You're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse.
You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa.
You are the smile on the Mona Lisa.
I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi.
You are the top. You're Napoleon Brandy.
You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain.
You're the National Gallery, you're Crosby's salary, you're cellophane.
You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner.
Dinah, you are the time of the Derby winner.
I'm a toy balloon that's fated soon to pop.
But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
When I try something in that heart. love you so.
Listen to Eddie Fisher from his album As Long As There's Music with The Best Thing For You. Before that, Helen Forrest with the Frank Lesser number, I Wish I Didn't Love You So. And we started off with Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore, bringing us a duet of the song written by Cole Porter, You're the Top, from 1947.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. Well, as I said, we are listening to voices this morning, and we have some lovely voices left for you. I think we're down to our last three or four songs now. And our next song is brought to you by perhaps the most popular and influential of performers, at least certainly during the first half of the 20th century, and arguably for the rest of the century, and that, of course, is Bing Crosby. Well, he was... He really had the Midas touch, I guess you'd have to say. Everything he tried to do, he did really well. And he seemed to do it so effortlessly. But I know he put lots of work into his career and certainly had a very long and popular go of it it started in the 1920s and went through right through to the 1970s. We're going to hear him from 1940. And he's joined by his brother Bob Crosby's Bobcats, which is one of the greatest of the small groups carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra, and lots of very famous musicians in that group. And they occasionally accompanied Bing Crosby on some of his recordings. One of the musical fields that Bing particularly liked, but I don't really feature it as much as perhaps I could, was Western music. This is perhaps one of the nicest versions of his of this particular song, and I think a very fine example of the Bing Crosby style. It was written by Bob Wills. Bing recorded it in 1940, and it is New San Antonio Rose. And after Bing, we'll hear from another legendary voice, Ella Fitzgerald, from 1956. She's joining us with a song from her Irving Berlin songbook. Oh my goodness, we're going to hear again. You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. Now, you know, I hadn't noticed that when I put the show together, that we actually had a duplicate, but I'm sure you won't mind. I know I won't. Two lovely voices. We first heard it from Joe Stafford, and we're going to hear it again from Ella Fitzgerald. She's accompanied by Paul Weston, who also accompanied his wife Jo on this recording, on this song. This is actually 12 years later from the Joe Stafford recording. We will hear Ella from 1958, You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. And it was featured in the movie Blue Skies, released in 1946. That was the movie. And following Ella, we will hear from one of the loveliest voices in popular music and jazz, and that's Mel Torme. Just a marvelous interpreter of lyrics and a beautiful voice. We will hear him from 1956 with a Count Basie number. 1961, did I say that? Yeah, 1961. Mel Torme will bring us a Count Basie number, Blue and Sentimental. And we'll start with Bing Crosby and New San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit pass that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon, in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit pass by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
like a song. A song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you. Like an old melody, the perfume of roses in May returns to my room in December. Forgotten things belong. You keep coming back like a song.
Sentimental, my dreams are blue dreams, just won't come true dreams I find. Blue and sentimental, I can't forget you, my heart won't let you out of my mind. It rains all the time since you said goodbye. The skies and my eyes and my heart all cry. Blue and sentimental, if you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling and sentimental?
Thank you.
happens all the time since you said goodbye. The sky's in my eyes and my heart all cry blue and sentimental. If you don't want me, why do you haunt me and keep me feeling blue? And sentimental.
And that was Mel Torme with Blue and Sentimental from 1961. Before that, we heard Ella Fitzgerald and You Keep Coming Back Like a Song from 1958. Irving Berlin number. And as I mentioned, we also heard it earlier from Joe Stafford from 1946. But the orchestra was the same, Paul Weston on each recording. And we started out with Bing Crosby and New San Antonio Rose from 1940. As I mentioned, I think one of the finest examples of Bing Crosby's art. And you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Thanks so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed our music this morning. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more music from days gone by. Well, we've been listening to some lovely voices this morning, and we're going to round out the show with one more song written by Maria Mendez Carever and Stanley Adams. The song is What a Difference a Day Made, and we'll hear it brought to us by K-Star, always fun to listen to. And she's joined by Joe Venuti and Les Paul. And this was recorded in the late 1940s. Here's K-Star and What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where they used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear, since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you. That thrilling kiss, it's heaven when on your menu. What a difference a day.